USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the votes continue to be counted, Wall Street investors are liking what they see. The Dow was up 543 points to close at 28,390. Louisiana Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards says his state is still recovering from three hurricanes, and now Eta is coming.
Now, we think it weakens into a tropical storm. We don't yet know specific forecast as to the intensity, exactly where it's going to go. But if they're talking about the northern Gulf sometime by the middle or end of next week, we have to be paying attention to that.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves says he doesn't plan on allowing any no-excuse early voting. In a series of tweets on Thursday, the Republican governor pledged to count all ballots, no matter how long it takes. He also says there's no chance he'd allow universal mail-in voting and no-excuse early voting. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I'd have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Joe Biden says he will immediately rejoin the Paris Climate Agreement if he wins the presidential election. Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw of Texas criticizing the move, saying oil and gas prices will go up across the country. A man with a metal detector in Maine finds a coin that's over 200 years old. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, here's Lance Pry.
A man with a metal detector has found a 222-year-old coin under a few inches of soil outside a church in Emden, Maine. Shane Houston of Charlotte, North Carolina, was on a metal detecting trip with a friend from New Hampshire when he found the coin earlier this month. The copper penny, dated 1798, comes from the first decade of American minted money in North America. The penny is not in pristine condition. Houston said it might fetch a couple hundred bucks, but that he has no intentions of selling it. On the same trip, he also found a .75 caliber musket ball, making it British in origin.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The Trump campaign files a lawsuit in Nevada.
The Trump campaign claims former Nevada residents who left the state due to the pandemic were permitted to vote in the Silver State. And this woman says she didn't get to vote.
I always voted in person. This time they mailed out the ballot and somebody took my ballot. They also took the ballot of my roommate. I was told by the interviewer from Channel 8 when I said, did other people do this, he said yes.
Former Director of National Intelligence Rick Grinnell summed up the reason for the suit.
We've asked Clark County for answers. They have no answers. They continue to count illegal votes. That is unacceptable, and it's giving legal people a sense that the system is corrupt.
In the Nevada News Bureau, I'm Wyatt Cox.
ESPN is going through another round of layoffs, the head of ESPN confirming roughly 300 layoffs as a parent company Disney is shifting more to a direct-to-consumer streaming and following internal discussions about layoffs related to COVID-19. ESPN also saying they will be parting ways with some on-air talent once contracts expire. NBC and Fox Sports have also laid off or let contracts expire during 2020. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.